Welcome, everyone, to the Calgary Stampeders season preview call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire Hutchinson from the league office here at the Canadian Football League. Welcome to the first installment of our annual season preview calls. On the line today, we have President and General Manager of the Calgary Stampeders, John Huffnagel, Head Coach Dave Dickinson, and Quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell. We'll be jumping straight into the Q&A today to talk about the season ahead, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may cancel the question at any time by pressing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. The first question is from Dave Rowe from 770 CHQR. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good talking to you all again. And I guess, John, I'll start with you, first of all, to get it out of the way. Any new developments that the club is aware of on the Roy Finch situation, and is there any further comment from the club at this time?
Not really. We've been in contact with Roy, and we're following the situation closely. But really, there's nothing new to report at this time, and when something firm does come out, we'll be sure to provide an update.
Okay, thanks, John. And just, Bo, just a question for you. We were talking about your progress with the arm the other day. Can you take us through the process, what you've been doing over the off season to rehab the injury, what you're doing to get the arm ready for training camp?
Yeah, in the beginning, we got it tested out. You know, the organization kind of sent me to all means to make sure I found out, you know, everything we needed to find out about it. And found out that the shoulder was structurally sound, and I was able to get out there and kind of push it in rehab. So I've been working with Jeff Peach, a throwing coach, just over this last, couple of months. And it's about an hour a day of rehab, and it's been feeling great. Threw about 60 balls yesterday pain-free. So things are definitely moving in the right direction.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two-part question. First for Coach Dave. You guys were 8 of 11, number one in defensive categories. Would appreciate just a comment on the success of Devon Claybrooks as a defensive coordinator and what he does to make everything work so effectively. And second for Bo. Bo, my friends and I were sitting around talking about you one day, and we were talking about your year, and one guy said it was kind of a weird year, a down year. One said it was an unusual year. It just seemed like an off year. Was it an off year? Because your off year is a good year for other quarterbacks, but I'm wondering about the injury as it relates to the year and what you observed when you review the season. First, Coach Dave.
Okay, first off, Schultz, good to hear your voice again. It's been a while. Welcome.
Thank you.
Devon, what we've done is we've had a lot of coaches that he's been able to learn from, starting all the way back with Rick Campbell, Stoops, and then Devon has also, been good at studying different systems. And I think what he did is he took what he liked. He kind of gives us a lot of different options. The one thing that, with Devon is he's a communicator. He's willing to listen to his guys, but he also has a good voice, a strong voice to make sure we're all on the same page. And he lets his guys play. And, we do play as an offense, too, more of a ball control. We're not trying to go really super fast, so we limit the amount of plays the other team gets as well. And we're looking to try to win games. And defensively, that's all he's about is, yeah, stats are great, but keep them out of the end zone and win games. And, ultimately, it was great to have him back this year.
Well, he's done a heck of a job. Bo?
Yeah. It was a different year. I wouldn't say off year. I think I'm not going to point to the injury as any kind of reason. I think everybody in this league and in every sport plays injured. I was able to push through some things and kind of compensate in other ways for the injury in the beginning, but it's definitely nothing to blame for anything towards the end of the season. It was something that Dave gave me the time when it was necessary during practice to rest it and make sure that I was strong for the games, and I felt, you know, strong, you know, going into each one of the games.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Donna Spencer from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Hi, Bo. Could you go into a little bit of detail the work you're doing with Jeff? Are you changing your throwing mechanics? And if you are, is it, you know, in any way, is shoulder preservation a reason for that? Can you get into that a little bit? Because I think he's like a baseball coach or a pitching coach, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a baseball guy. He was a pitcher in the minor leagues for a couple of years, but he actually works out of Calgary here. And, I mean, you know, Brady works with a baseball guy as well in Tom House. They understand the shoulder, and he's a young guy. He's actually 26. He's younger than me, which I just found out the other day, which is interesting. But he really knows just so much mechanically about the shoulder, you know, about the preservation of it, I guess you could say. But, no, I'm not changing my mechanics at all. I'm still going to throw the exact same. It was honestly just – it was about spending the proper amount of time, you know, myself during the off season on strengthening my shoulder and the small muscles in my shoulder, and not spending so much time on your bigger muscles like your abs, your biceps, things like that that a lot of guys focus on. Just really just diving in and committing myself to the health of my shoulder and making sure that it was strong.
But do you think that the work you're doing with Jeff will help you avoid perhaps some of those tears that you experienced last summer?
I'll be honest with you. There's nothing you can do about a guy, you know, hitting your wrist in mid-throwing motion. It's a vulnerable position for a quarterback, and no matter how strong my shoulder is or Tim Tebow's shoulder is, you know, you get put in that position, you get hit, you're going to get hurt. So, it's going to help me feel stronger throughout the game, but no, it's not going to prevent any injury from getting hit.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Jim Morris from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dave. This is a question for Dave and maybe a follow-up for Bo. I don't want to go over too much past history, but, I mean, twice your team's been to the Grey Cup the last 2 years, two disheartening losses. Is there a mental hurdle, but do you have to approach this year any differently dealing with just the psychological effects of the last couple of years, Dave?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about it, there is scarring that we have to work through. There are some things ultimately that still are bothering me. I can't wait to get the season started. I'm not sure I've ever looked forward to a season starting as much as this year. I'm just ready to play some football. The thing that I want to make sure our team knows is you can't correct past and look forward to like a Grey Cup game. You got to start in training camp and get to work. And we got a new team, probably more change than ever. The league's kind of crazy with so much movement and all the one-year contracts. Like our team. I like our chances to have a successful year. And then ultimately, yeah, if we can get back into the big game, just take another shot at it. You know, we're working hard to just be better. We're not going to focus on anything more than that. Let's go have some fun. And that's what the goal is going to be, is go work, have success, win some games, let everything else kind of take care of itself.
Thanks, Dave. And Bo, I mean, last year after the game, the emotions were raw. Mark Way spoke out. It's not often you hear a teammate criticize another teammate in a situation like that. Did there have to be any healing in the dressing room moving into this year?
I mean, I don't think so, honestly. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for the other guys and how they feel, but knowing our locker room, it's a very tight-knit locker room. I've spoken to plenty of guys over the offseason, you know, including a lot of the guys on defense like Jamar Wall and Micah Johnson, and obviously Alex, who work out together. But just making sure that we always stick together no matter what the situation is on the field, you know, that even if it's the first or the last game of the season, that we have to band together as one team and 12 guys, and we always will. And obviously, yeah, you never want anybody criticizing anybody else because we can all do better. But, you know, everybody took responsibility for what they needed to in this situation. And like Dave said, I think it helps us grow. You know, it's a learning experience for every one of us, and we're all looking forward to getting started here in May.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Daniel Austin from the Calgary Sun. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. First question for Bo. Bo, I've talked to a couple of your teammates who kind of live year-round in Calgary, and I know Rob Maver, I believe, has gone down to Arizona just because he hasn't been able to get any outdoor training in, really. Has that affected your preparations? I mean, do you think that it speaks to possibly a need to not move the season up moving forward?
It's affected my golf game. But no, I mean, I stay inside for majority of the off season until I get really close to kind of April, May to start throwing. But, over at the facility I'm at, they have about 100 yards of track. So I'm able to get all the throwing in that I need. And then right around now is when we jump outside and start throwing. I'm here to help throw with me at times. But, honestly, I feel like it's been like any other off season, just a little bit colder.
Fair enough. And then this is probably a less substantial question, but I know the fans will kill me if I don't ask. Do you have any plans kind of getting back on Twitter?
No, I do not. There's a 30-day, I guess, recourse period where you can turn your Twitter back on, and I went ahead and let that pass. So the Twitter is completely and fully deleted.
Okay. Question, I guess for John or Dave. Quinn Smith was obviously moved to the O-line last year, and we didn't really see much of him in game action. Are you guys anticipating him playing a bigger role?
I'll go for that. We hope. Quinn certainly, just hasn't been able to, show us what he can do, and some of the things that the reasons are his fault. I'm looking for a guy that's maturing, that's going to come in and take the bull by the horns and work hard and want to be a starter. Training camp is a big year for Quinn. Training camp's going to tell me a lot, and I think he's looking forward to it. He's showing up all off season, been seeing him work in the weight room. But ultimately, we got to see what Quinn can do on the field and stay injury free.
Okay. Dominic Williams does not appear to be on the roster right now. Is he someone who you guys are hoping to have back?
Right now, no. Dom decided not to accept our contract offer, and we have no further, I guess, communication at this time.
Okay. So, I mean, is that a position where, especially, well, ignoring the situation with Roy Fincham, that obviously would look like it's Terry Williams's job to lose, but do you guys have guys coming to your rookie camp at the end of the month who you guys are looking forward to take a look at?
Yeah, I mean, it should be an exciting one to see what we can bring in, and it's wide open. Obviously Terry does some good things, but we'll have great competition in Florida. We'll have lots of new faces, and, we feel like we've been a good team running the ball for many, many years. We'll find a good back. There are some out there we got our eyes on. And, competition usually the cream rises. So let's see who is one of these guys that can rise. And we will have good running backs this year.
And then it sounded as if you guys are looking to start a Canadian at safety. And it would seem like Tunde Adeleke is the guy we're kind of looking at that. Are there Canadian backups at that position who you guys are, hoping to see make progress and get some playing time this year?
We did sign Adam Berger. We would have signed him back, when he was a free agent a few years ago, but at that point we were going American. We're going to start with the best player. Yeah, we like Tunde. We think he's got great knowledge. We don't need to necessarily be locked into Canadian, though. We've got some flexibility. We liked what Tunde did, though. He's a guy that I think exceeded our expectations. And so we'll see. But we'll always like to have options. We've always liked to not necessarily lock us into one ratio. So we'll just see how it plays out.
And is Junior Turner going to be ready for the start of the season? And is this sort of between him and Randy Colling at that defensive tackle position?
I think everything's going good with Junior, even though it was a serious injury. We're still, we feel we're glad we have another month. Things play out, but there's certainly there's going to be competition at that position for playing time. I think that's the most depth we have. We'll figure it out, but it doesn't hurt my feelings to have good football players on the D line.
Fair enough. And just last question: has there been, I guess this is for John, any contact with Eric Rogers? I know you get asked a lot, but people are always interested.
Not of late. At the beginning of the year, before free agency started, we've had contact. Our receiver coach, Pete Costanza, keeps more in contact with Eric than I do. Eric still has the NFL hope, and until he comes to grips with that, whether he gets an opportunity or not, we'll just have to see.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Arias Deuce from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
We can't hear that question. Didn't come through.
My question was answered. The running back question was already answered. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from Dave Naylor from TSN. Please go ahead.
Bo, as you're going into the final year of your contract, could you give us sort of your perspective on that and how the league's expiring collective bargaining agreement and ban on signing bonuses might affect your thinking? Again, not specific to the Stampeders at all, but just, given the situation larger in the league.
To be honest with you, man, I haven't even thought about it. I've talked with Huff and Dave, and we'll move forward when we feel it's necessary. But right now, we have a year left on the contract, and my job, the only thing I can really take care of, is to focus on this year of football and play the absolute best I can, so that they want to resign me.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Jermaine Franklin from TSN. Please go ahead.
Hey, Bo, just a couple of questions. One about your shoulder again. What does structurally sound mean? Does that mean that there was no need for surgery, or did you have a choice between surgery and rehab?
Oh, yeah. Structurally sound means there was no tear or anything in there that any good surgeon would want to go in there and fix, because there's always risk with any surgery. The Stamps sent me down to see Dr. Eletrage down in the States, and he basically said, he's like, man, listen, I'm the best in the business. I've done this for 30 years, and the small little phrase that you had in there has healed. There's nothing I would go in there and fix and possibly chance infection or frozen shoulder or anything like that. So he was like, just really go after rehab and kind of give everything you have. And, it feels really good.
Well, that must have been a relief then.
Yeah, it was, definitely, because, you never know. As far as an athlete, you can always, just go off what you feel. But sometimes what we feel is more nerve than actual tears, anything like that. So it was good to know that there's no actual threatening pain in the shoulder.
And coming into this season, can you let us know why you chose not to be on Twitter anymore? And is there a new Bo Levi Mitchell we can expect at training camp in some sort of way?
Same guy. Just honestly, I just wanted to kind of rein in the focus and make sure I was giving myself and my team everything that I had. And, I'm already doing a radio show, so anything that I need to talk about or say can be put out there. Honestly, just felt like with the negativity and whatnot, trending kind of towards social media these days, thought it was a good time to get off, and I thought Huff would like that too.
Hey,
thanks, bro.
Thank you. As a reminder, you may press *1 if you have a question. The next question is from Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the time today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Jermaine kind of stole my question, but I was wondering if the Riders fans were maybe at you too much on Twitter as part of the reason you're off.
No, they're one of my favorite fan bases, man. It's always fun to, you know, have people get you motivated for the game, whatnot. But, honestly, it was more of a personal family decision just to get off social media and stop listening to negativity and just focus in on my personal life.
And maybe for all three of you guys, were you shocked by what happened to Roy Finch? And at all, did you see that coming? I mean, there's still a lot to be played out, but what was your reaction?
I already answered that question. Only I have been in contact with Roy, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And has there been any contract negotiations with Bo about an extension, or how do we feel about the future going forward with Bo?
Well, I'll answer that. If Bo completes the 12-month non-Twitter, I'll start getting into negotiations with him.
When did that 12-month start?
Whenever.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. The next question is from Glenn Suter from TSN. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hope you've had a great offseason so far. Probably the easy answer here, and I guess this is for Dave, is that you want to improve in all areas. But is there one specific position group that you're working on in this offseason more than any other, Dave? And the other is the second question is Rules Committee has proposed to eliminate the ability of a coach to challenge illegal contact, especially away from the ball, and that's been a big discussion over the past year. What's your feeling on that if it goes through, and is there a position group you're focused on more than any other?
Not really a position group. The one thing I'm looking forward to is allowing some other guys to be leaders. We lost a lot of our veteran leadership group, and I feel like there's guys that are ready to take that step, but you got to let them do that. So as far as the new team, new challenges, I'm trying to improve our coaching. I feel like we have the most time in the off season to do that. We've had a good start to the what I would consider the preseason still, and so that's it. But no, I feel like leadership and having that voice in the room. You know, I hired one of my best leaders in Josh Bell to be a coach. Rob Cote retired, you know, so we've got some areas that we, you know, Mayo's not around. So there are some spots, but we feel good about our guys. As far as the illegal contact, I think Huff is on the board or on the committee looking at that. We haven't heard 100% what's going to happen, but as an organization, we've always not been in favor of challenging illegal contact. But we will abide by whatever everyone thinks is best and use the rules and the ability to challenge or not challenge in the best way to win games. And that's once we get clarity from the referees and the Board of Governors on this stuff, we're all in. We're going to support any decision they make and then understand the rules and hopefully play good football.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Coach Jay, Kamar Jordan and the fumble, I read a great article about how he takes responsibility for it and he's going to use it to enhance focus. I'm curious if you had a talk with him and you kind of were able to discuss with him about that moment and how it can affect the season, because I've known players that have had bad moments, and it affects them for a period of time. How did you handle that? And is it a discussion that you're open to talking about in the specifics?
We talked at the end of the year. The main thing I'm going to say is, you know, no one play can ever define anyone or a team or a game. It was a big play, and we have to own up to that. You know, sometimes talking about it, actually, it's almost like makes it, you know, worse. We know the ball security is important. We want good game management. We want guys thinking about situational football. And then we want you to play football, and things happen. It's a game that's not controllable. So, but Kamar knows, I told him, he did a nice job of owning it, but let's move forward. We like him as a player. I think he could have a real big year. We can keep him healthy. I think it's more his health than anything. When he's healthy, he's right up there with the top guys, and he was very explosive and has had a good run. So he's a guy I'm excited to have back. I think Kamar needs to just, it happened. Not that he can't learn from it, but it's time to move forward and get going into 2018. And I'm sure he's looking forward to some football as much as anybody. So that's the type of guy. I like him, and physical guy, has good explosion. Hoping he has a big year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Dave Rowe from 770CHQR. Please go ahead.
Hello again, guys. Pierre Labrétue, another guy who was just unable to show you what he could do last year because of injuries. Any updates on how his off season has gone, and does he look like he's going to be ready for camp?
I had a discussion with Pierre a couple of weeks ago. He has an appointment with a doctor out where he lives in Quebec. So I have not heard from that. I'm not saying that I'm optimistic or pessimistic about his state right now. I'll just have to be patient and wait for the report from their doctor.
Ken, and just sort of given that, given the retirement of Dan, the return of Derek Dennis, is ratio on the offensive line going to be a big question going into training camp, or do you pretty much have a blueprint of what that's going to be?
No, I think our ratio will be very similar to what it was last year, but we don't make that decision now. We allow the players make those decisions during practice and in the games they play. But on paper right now, we'll have the same ratio on the offensive line as we had last year.
Okay, and just one last quick one. Maybe you can just yell down the hall at George Hopkins for this, but the NFL recently announced it was banning a number of older helmets, allowing players that wore these helmets to continue using them. Do you know of any similar plans in the CFL just to updates or upgrade the standards for helmets?
Not to any extent. We go through a process of making sure the players are properly fitted for the helmets that we provide. If they need a special helmet, then we will get them a special helmet.
All right. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Jim Morris from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot, and thanks, Dave. I guess, Dave, the Stampeders have been, I guess John as well, the Stampeders have been one of the best team in the CFL over the last 6 years. How do you sustain that? I mean, people talk about windows of opportunities, players coming, some players leaving, but how does an organization sustain itself to keep moving ahead and not kind of fall into the syndrome some teams do where you fall down for a while? Is it recruiting? Is it coaching? How do you keep being good?
Well, we've been very fortunate that we've had a lot of continuity within the coaching staff and the roster. Sure, we've had our change, but it's nothing that we couldn't cope with. I'm very pleased that we've been able to hire good people, and then when they decided to leave, we've been able to hire more good people. A lot of those new coaches have been through the system. We've had players that have come on and become coaches, Devon, Corey Mays, now Josh Bell. I've had Pete Costanza has been here for 11 years. So we've had a lot of continuity, and I believe that's a big factor in our ability to put a good team on the field for the past 10 years.
And moving forward, obviously, then you see that being positive moving forward, too?
Yeah, no, as far as I think what Huff's saying there is we build from within, and I'm glad that Huff said 10 years because you said we've been the best team in the last six. I would argue that we've been the best team basically since Huff got back here in 08. We won it, and we've been consistently, you know, basically winning organization, and also I believe that we do trust our guys and our staff. And there is a culture here that we expect to win. And I like what we've got going. I don't see why it's going to change. So, yeah, we have a lot of new players, but so do other teams. And still, the other thing I'd like to add, and Bo's in the room, is, you know, your quarterback needs to be a playmaker. And we've had that for many, many years. Calgary's been synonymous with that. And I'm obviously very glad to have Bo and him to keep that thing going.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. The next question is from Daniel Austin from the Calgary Sun. Please go ahead.
Is there any update on whether Lamar Durant will be available for the start of the season?
Yeah, first up, Daniel, how's it going?
It's going good, man. How are you?
Just playing with you. Lamar should be good to go, but, you know, we may, you know, see how a double practice session will, I guess, how his body will react to that. I am a fan in competing and all that, but also I've always been smart in camps, understanding that guys coming off major injuries may need, you know, a day or a morning or something to kind of make sure that you don't overload their bodies. And Lamar, I believe, seen him a couple months ago. He looked good. He leaned out, but he's still coming off ACL. I think it'd be smart to kind of, you know, dip your feet in a little bit and then reassess. But I've got pretty good faith that he's going to be wanting to go 100%. I guess we'll just play that out here in a month.
Yeah, and then just on the topic of Canadian receivers, I mean, we saw flashes with Juwan Breskison last year. Obviously, Dylan Lynch was a third-round pick. Are you sort of – I mean, how important is it for those Canadian receivers to take that step forward this season?
Well, don't forget we signed Anthony Parker, too, and he's underappreciated. But he's always productive and does a good job for us. One of the areas we feel good about is our Canadian receiver, and yet we think there's some good players in the draft. It's a position that year in, year out, there's good players available, and we've always think we have too many, and by the end of the year, they bail us out because they're not only good players, they're smart, they're improving. But, you know, it is a big – there's some heavy competition there. And we're hoping that, like you say, Juwan, Julon, all these guys make it very tough to keep them off the field. So we'll see how it plays out.
And then finally, I mean, Shaquille Richardson obviously has signed with the Raiders. He was a huge part of the defense. Do you guys have any sense of, you know, who will be competing at least for the Sam position this year?
Yeah, we've got a couple things in mind. I mean, Tunde played there, so we'll take a look at that. We've got Jamar Wall, we're going to take a peek at, but we're going to kind of make sure we're versatile, and we don't know exactly what we're going to bring in from our U.S. camps yet either. Let's go see them with our eyes and evaluate them at the end of the month. And, you know, the knowledge is the toughest part about that position. We do a lot with that position. Certainly a question mark, but one, we think we have guys in the building that can do it and potentially might be able to find a real gem down in Florida here in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Jeff Creever from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. This question is either for John or Dave. Last year you put Andrew Buckley to the test in camp, and he came in and won the second string job. Were you pleased with his development through the year? And second of all, where does he stand going into 2018?
I was pleased with Andrew, but I also am looking for more. You know, but every year, when you put something on him, he has improved. And, you know, he's the type of guy, you look at him physically and watch him throw, he's right there with the best of them. He just needs to prove it on a daily basis, and he needs a game time. And quarterback position, you know, we'd rather stay with Bo as far as he's done it. I can give Andrew reps in practice, but he has to be his own motivator and take big steps in the preseason. And we're going to compete, though. We're going to have other people there, and we'll understand that we always are looking for guys to get better, improve. But Andrew's a solid guy that I see a good ceiling, and a great person, hard worker, talented. So there's a lot of intangibles that are also in his favor, and he has experience as far as with our system and some playing time. But yeah, we'll keep pushing, and hopefully he shows us more and more, and you know, makes that hold on the backup job his, and we go from there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Hutchinson.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. We'll be back here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers season preview call, when we'll be joined by GM Kyle Walters, head coach Mike O'Shea, and quarterback Matt Nichols. The full schedule of preview calls is available at press.cfl.ca. And the season kicks off on June 14th with Edmonton versus Winnipeg at Investors Group Field. Thanks again to the Calgary Stampeders and you all for joining us, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.